Memorial Day tournament, but they're like, we don't have.
Okay, we're rolling.
Oh, sweet.
I said, we don't have youth medium. Like, well, half our kids wear youth medium, so.
Oh, shit.
I guess we're going to go with the gray and white.
So do I. This is a youth medium.
Yeah, it is.
You can get this shot of this youth medium that I'm wearing, Eric.
Just like last week, your Samoan youth medium.
Samoan youth medium. Hawaiian special.
Yeah.
I love size Samoans.
Pineapple.
Samoan women.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Not ringing a bell on any right now, but I'm sure.
Yeah, man. Just remember the old High Times magazine?
Yeah.
They had a bunch of hot Hawaiian chicks all the time on there. On that magazine.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I might just have to reorder that magazine. I don't think I ever had one.
Remember Cam?
Oh, yeah.
Cam Ficker, my buddy.
Hey,
shout out to Cam. He used to get it all the time. He used to get that magazine when we were in high school.
I remember seeing his entire back.
What are you doing?
You tell me. We went over to their house to murder everybody.
Yeah, man. There's so many people fucking with my dad about paying their rent and everything. I was sick of it.
We went to collect.
We went to regulate.
Kicked his door in.
I don't even know why we were doing that with him.
No, somebody messed with your car after we tried to collect or something, and then you had some scratches or something on your...
Was it all four wheels were popped?
Oh, yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah.
That was Hans.
Really?
Yeah.
Playing a joke on you?
We got drunk, and you know how Hans was always like...
Silver spin.
So I fucking smacked him. I was like, don't fucking talk to me like that.
Little drummer boy.
And then he fucking popped my tires. That's what's funny about the millennial. Like, we didn't grow up that way. Like, if you talk to somebody like that, you're going to get... It's going to lead to a fight. But, like, the millennials, like Jesse and all his friends, they would think that they could say whatever the fuck they want.
It's funny.
And then there'd be no consequences. No physical consequences. And if you were like... Oh, okay, you want to talk shit? Well, this is where shit talking leads. It leads to a one and a two and a kick. Yeah. Right? And then if you would do that, then they would be like, oh, how could you? That was way over the line, way over the line. You're like, what did you think was going to happen when you said all that bullshit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember... We're at one of our bouncing parties, and this young guy thought he was a hot shot. And that's when we were writing on each other with the black pens, to be funny. Mm-hmm. Putting X's on our hands, like, you're kicked out or whatever.
Yeah.
I said to everybody when I first got there, I said, nobody write on me today. Like, I'm not really into that right now. And there was all these young new guys thought they were so funny. I'm like, nobody write on me. I warned everybody. That dude walks over me and writes on my arm. So I just gave him the old right cross. Dropped him on Wallingford's floor.
Nobody write on me today.
Well, he jumped right up. He's like, I'm so sorry. You warned me. I'm like, I did.
I did warn you. Nah, me and everybody are cool now. I don't know. People do, you know. Friends fight sometimes.
Did you have to buy new tires or did you have to pump them up?
No, he slashed him.
Oh, psh, psh, psh,
psh. He told me about it later. I was like, yeah.
That was me.
He's like, I'm sorry, man. I was like, yeah. Was that because I hit you or whatever? He's like, yeah. I was like, I'm sorry, too. You know, just don't talk shit. Just don't talk shit unless it's like you're having fun talking shit.
When it's good banter.
Yeah, when you're just buddies and you're talking shit or your brothers and you're just making fun of each other, that's different.
Yeah.
But like some people...
Like our entire show?
Yeah. Yes. Like live lay back with Luke Bettis.
Yeah. We can
talk shit.
Shake hands and leave.
Yeah. But it's different when people escalate to a weird level. And it's like, you're a fat, you know, like you're a fascist. I'm just making shit up. I don't even remember what anybody said.
You're a bigot towards my face that you slapped.
Yeah, I don't know. Before the slap, to provoke the slap.
Oh yeah, well, whatever. Those guys were all just jokesters and clowns and little and not tough. You know, they're just all talk and jokes and.
Well, that's what I'm saying is when people we were do both. Yeah, we were both not that. Well, we were all those things, but also tough.
Right.
You know. I don't know.
Not afraid to lay hands on people.
Not at all.
We did it at church and in the streets.
The laying on of hands. The laying on of fists. Fisticuff hands.
That's why my hand is still mutilated from being broken so many times.
I never broke my hand. I've never broke my a bone in my body.
That's the only one.
Well, my toe in a football game. Both toes, both big toes in a football game, freshman year. But that's it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
You broke one, like, I broke this toe, and let me run on this side. I broke this toe. In the same game or what?
Yeah, I was 160 pounds playing an offensive lineman.
Oh, and the guys were just stepping on your feet with the cleats?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I was just getting murdered. We were so terrible. Our quarterback was probably the most sacked, but I was the sack king.
I remember that.
Of the defense.
I walked like 5 miles to go to your fucking game, and you dropped out of school that day.
Yep.
In the heat. 5 miles I walked to go see you play.
Yeah, that was my sophomore.
Hear that, Eric? What a loser.
Yeah. That was definitely
Luker.
Quitter.
Yeah. That's true. I wasn't like, quitter.
Yeah, I'm going to come to your game on whenever you guys play Monday. Was it Monday nights or something for freshmen? Or were you on sophomore?
No, I was freshman. Yeah. Well, if it was sophomore, yeah, I finished my whole freshman year. Sophomore years when I bowed out.
So you probably played on Thursdays or something. So I was like, oh, I'm going to walk all the way from
Thursdays, I think, yeah.
Who knows where. Finally made it there, and I'm like, well, I don't see him. I stood there and watched your game.
Yeah.
You're out smoking camels.
Camels and weed and drinking. Yeah, just partying.
Yeah.
That whole new world opened up, and I loved it.
I burned too many calories that day. I think I walked home, too.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Jeff.
I forgive you now. Now your tire's on your truck out there.
Oh, shit.
Different story.
Oh.
It's all right. Just call AAA.
It's okay, dude. We can fight and be friends, dude.
Shake hands after.
We can fight and be friends after, dude.
I thought about doing that with him, but I'm like, wait a second. He's borderline fucking crazy, man.
He's not a great fighter. He's a good street fighter, but not a good.
Well, after I saw. Yeah.
He's
well,
not a good.
He got down with me and Rocky one night at the level. You weren't even there for that.
No.
He came out with me and Rocky one night. Remember Rocky?
Yeah. I remember the level, too.
I don't even remember. We were leaving. Next thing I know, Rocky's throwing down with somebody, and Foxer ran over there and cleaned house. And I was like, I didn't even have to do anything. Let's roll.
Yeah.
Finally.
He's down, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a little screw loose about that kind of stuff. He doesn't. He's not afraid. He doesn't care.
Did I ever tell you what happened to Rocky?
No. Well, maybe. Tell me again.
So he was at, you know, 7-Eleven or something. And Rocky, if you're out, if you're in, love you, brother. So he goes to 7-Eleven and some guy coming out bumped him, had two big gulps or Slurpees or something.
Big gulps, huh?
Yeah, big gulps, huh? Well, see you later. So the guy was like, watch where you're going or something. And Rocky's like, what? You know, he's got kids and he's married. Like, I was at his wedding. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Gorgeous wife, kids, you know? And I guess the guy, like, waited for him or something. He went and bought whatever he's buying, came back out, and the guy's like, good. You're racist. He's like, how am I racist? He's like, whatever the problem was. The guy threw the big gulps in his face. Oh, Rocky. 1, 2, 3, 4 pieced him. Dropped this dude out. Hopped in his truck, left. Well, police were called. and they turned it into a racial gig, racial attack.
Hmm.
And they did like 5 years in prison over that.
What?
Yeah.
Sounds like a Measure 11, like maybe he had some priors or something.
I'm not sure about that, but...
But, like, yeah, like a racial, like a hate crime or whatever?
Yeah, it was a hate crime type of thing. Portland, Oregon, if it would have happened out here, it would have just been another day.
Do we have mutual combat here? No.
I'm
that's,
not sure.
That's only, like, Washington.
Texas.
That'd be cool if we did. But there's too many people with guns here.
Including me.
Yeah.
In my truck right now.
I don't have any guns. I need to get some guns.
Let's go shopping.
Yeah. Hiori doesn't like guns.
Well, she doesn't have to hold it.
I can leave them here in the office.
You can't have it at home?
I can.
Just keep it in one of those back rooms in case you got to run and...
Yeah, run naked across the house at midnight.
Hold on a second.
Hold on, it's on the other side of the house. Fuck.
Well, I'm in here tied up, Luke. Dude, I don't know if I ever told you this story, so... This is a while back. Lived in Santan Valley. It was Christmas time. Let's see. Me and the ex were still married, but I was sleeping on the floor on my own bed. Best sleep I ever got for like a decade. It's great. But middle of the night, I was like, we had a wreath on the front door. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden that wreath was like, the door's all... Sounded like someone came in, because there was jingle bells around the handle, too. So I'm just like, I wake up, I'm like, she's like, did you hear that? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I think somebody just came in the front door, kicked our front door in. I was like, I'm going to go check. She's like, where's your gun? I'm like, downstairs on top of the fridge.
Fuck.
Yeah. I'm like, well, fuck it. Somebody's getting hurt tonight. It could be me or them. I don't know.
Yeah.
So here I'm in my boxers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Boxer briefs.
Slipping down your boxers.
Slip them down. So we had to... Oh, that's a whole other story. That creep.
Jeff.
Why is he asking me to slip down my boxers when it's just me and him at the house? That's weird. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Or he said he wanted to slip down my boxers.
Oh, let me just slip down your boxers, Jeff.
I'm like, go ahead and run up the bill some more on those dating sites on the phone he was doing.
Oh, yeah.
He did that at my house, like $30. My dad's like, you talking on dating sites on the phone? I'm like, what? No.
It was
like, somebody did it. I was like, fucking Chris Harris.
Chris Harris, yeah, Chris.
Sucks. So anyways, we had the stairwells, two-story house, and it's the one that go down and take a left and go down again, that type of stairs. So I'm like creeping down, trying to be all quiet and slick, you know? Every hair on my body standing up, except for the top of my head. And, dude, I was like adrenaline like you'd never believe. I thought somebody was in there. I literally did. It sounded like it, everything... Sneaking around, get down there and looking. I looked everywhere in the whole house. I'm like, what the hell? I went open the front door, and somebody had ripped our wreath off and, like, banged our door all up.
That was it?
Yeah.
Lucky.
I know, but it sounded like somebody came in and shut the door.
Oh.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah, we had a weird thing the other day. Or not the other day. It was, like, beginning of the month when it started to get hot. And, that like hot air pressure. Once I opened the garage door, there was like all this hot air coming in. Mm-hmm. And we have an automatic door that goes from the garage into the house, kind of just like closes.
Yes.
But it wouldn't close. And so sometimes it just doesn't close. So then when I came home, we drove the truck in and we look over and the door's wide open. And I'm like, I fucking just instinctually slammed it in park and hopped out and sprinted into the house because the garage door's open, the door's open, and I don't know where fucking Jeffrey is.
You're all, Jeffrey!
And I don't know if there's somebody in the fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
I just instinctively sprinted in there, and then Jeffrey, like, came out from off the bed and was like, And I'm like, oh, well, there's nobody here. Otherwise, yeah, he would freak out. Yeah, he'd be under the bed or something.
I had a few. Remember my old apartment by Lloyd Center?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So oh, yeah. I would wake up, wasted, wake up in the middle of the night, like, you're in the bathroom, front door wide open. I'm like, what? Not the best area. And wide open, I'm just like, still drunk. I'm just like, what in the world? Looking around like, is somebody in here?
Yeah.
No? Okay, well, shut it now. 5 a.m. Cool. I did that like 3 times at that place.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of drinking at that time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I broke? You came over and did my dishes, remember? Was that when I had surgery on my hand?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And it snowed and we were out there sliding on the snow.
Yeah.
I ordered pizza every day.
Yep. Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it was fun. Remember having your first place to yourself? It's like,
I think that was, yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise I had roommates or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was so great to have your own place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Remember my little studio that I had?
Gresham?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In Shittim.
Right next to Deacon or Duncan?
Duncan. That guy. What was his thing? He liked Asian porn?
Yeah, he had his wall lined up with porn DVDs, dude.
Yeah, so creepy. Like,
he
was a super nice guy, but...
Yeah, but... Yeah,
but that's weird.
It's a little weird, man.
Yeah. You really need to jerk off that much?
Everybody likes a little porn here and there, but right. Like you have probably like 200 DVDs. Probably.
When you have a collection of
obviously
porn.
Nobody's coming over.
No.
Because it's out front.
Yeah, unless you're just getting hookers. Because then that, you know, but you're not like trying to get a girlfriend.
No, you're not.
I mean, I guess you could. There's girls that are into that too. So you could find, you know, the 0.5% of the women that are into that, 300 pounds.
If you're out there, let us know.
300 pounds. You know.
Hmm.
On that note, I get my juice tomorrow.
Turn back into a man, huh?
Yeah. Finally, they can get rid of these titties, my estrogen blockers.
Or get some.
No, I'll be taking blockers. So that's what happens when you don't do it through a doctor. You don't get all the other prescriptions around it.
No, you can get all that stuff, too.
Yeah, but you don't know what to take.
Oh, yeah. Clomid.
You just look it up.
Novadex.
But the doses.
Yeah.
You just look it up.
It's just, you know, an extra 60 here and there. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. There's something you got to take for, like, making sure your blood doesn't thicken over time. And then the testicular atrophy, and then the titties, basically.
Yeah.
I wonder what the side effects of any of that shit is.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. What, of everything besides the testosterone?
Yeah. I just don't trust the pharma companies. Like, what's in this shit? What am I taking?
Not going to be taking enough testosterone to aromatize your titties.
Well,
it may a little bit over time, but like that stuff comes from tons of use of that stuff.
Yeah, I think it's more that when you supplement you go on top of what your natural body is producing, then it compensates with estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
Which can create them titties
and cancer.
Yeah, so the estrogen blocker's necessary.
Yeah, for sure. You must, you know, yeah, do it right.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to do a cycle, so 10 on, 10 days off, 10 weeks on, 10 days off. So he said there's perpetual and then there's a cycle, and he wanted me to do the cycle because he said if you do the cycle, then your body's gonna have to produce its own testosterone every, you know, when you do those 10 days. It'll be better for you if you ever want to cycle off of it.
Yeah, who cycles off?
I don't know. What if I do?
Just kidding.
You know, what if the country gets so poor that nobody can pay their bills anymore and I can't afford the $2,000 a year? You know what I mean? Like, who knows? What if Joe Biden gets reelected? That's all I'm saying.
That's when you call Al on the corner. Well, you are Al.
I am Al.
Call Steve on the corner.
Yeah. What if Joe Biden gets reelected? Is that possible? That's possible, right?
I mean, if you re-vote for that guy, I mean, I have no idea. I can't be friends with you. That means you're that dumb of a person.
Well, I can't be friends with you if you re-vote for Trump. Just kidding.
Well, then I guess we're done. All right. Have a good one. Because I already voted.
No, I don't care who people vote for, really. I mean, I didn't vote for Trump or Biden. I voted for the Libertarian candidate. I don't even know who she is. Do you know who she is, Eric? Who was up on the Libertarian ticket?
No, well, let's take a look.
In 2020?
Well, the thing is I don't care who wins either. As long as you get this economy back to at least feasible for most people.
We have Joe Jorgensen.
Oh, it was a dude? Okay, must have been a chick before that. Must have been a lady before that. Anyway, okay. So that's who I voted for.
Joe Jorgensen, it is a woman. It's just a Joe, J-O.
Oh, okay.
Mm, it's Joanne. It's a J-O-A. J-O-E.
Joanna, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe Mama. This year, Kennedy's looking pretty damn good. If you listen to him, he's like a lawyer that can take on, that does take on corporations and hold people to account. He's talking, what did he say today? I saw him say something today. I retweeted it. I'll look it up. He said, the thing I don't like about Trump is that he's already had his shot and he didn't get shit done, right? What did he do? The economy is great? Great. It was great under Obama too. So, cool. Okay, so he said, the journals, meaning the peer-reviewed journal articles for science, the journals are no longer to be trusted. They become vessels for pharmaceutical industry propaganda. If they don't come up with a plan as to how they're going to divorce themselves from the pharma industry, we will prosecute them. Okay, that sounds great.
So they're going to pay everybody to not vote for him. He won't win.
Well, they're already censoring him.
Right.
They're already censoring the shit out of him. ABC did an interview with him and then didn't post the interview.
Yeah, I saw that.
You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we played it on here. Crystal Ball from Talking Points with Crystal and Sagar. They're supposed to be independent journalists. But she talked over him, interrupted him, wouldn't debate him, basically said, I don't want to debate you on this. Like,
so you don't get a chance to talk, basically.
Yeah, she interviewed him on her show, said, sorry, we only have 5 minutes left, which is a lie because she's independent. She doesn't have a time frame. There's no commercial. There's no cutaway. They're not on a network. It's a fucking YouTube
people
channel.
Are scumbags.
Right. So she's saying that, you know, basically people are saying you're anti-vax. So then that's a real stick. That's a red line for me.
Anti-vax.
It's a red line for me. And he stated, like, all these peer-reviewed studies, the 350 doctors, all this stuff, all this evidence.
Yeah, the evidence that he has.
Yeah, because he's a lawyer.
Exactly. That's why it's a snore fest, because they're just...
And then she's
like, no, Luke, you're wearing white today.
Yeah.
You are.
I am?
No, you are.
No,
you are.
It's green. I swear
you
it's
are,
green.
You are.
Well, it's green.
All right, we got to cut now. Thanks. You know, like, that's what they're doing. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, so he said, the thing that he said, he was really cool, calm, and collected, too, and he didn't bite on anything. Like, he just was let her finish,
he's
and
a,
then...
He's a lawyer.
Yeah, he knows how to to talk and debate, but he said, show me. Can you tell me where I got it wrong?
It's neither here nor there.
I mean, can you show me where I got it wrong? Because if you were to show me where I got it wrong, then, and you were right, then I would change my stance. Which is what you're supposed to do when you're talking about science. You're supposed to debate and then
show the proof.
Yeah.
Show the proof.
And that's what these journalists are supposed to be doing, right? They're supposed to be going, hey, you're wrong, and here's why. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, make a case for why you're wrong. And if they aren't even willing to do that, then why should they have the right to tell you that you're wrong without backing it up?
That's been my point this entire, whatever, however many years it's been since this is going on. These people just, they don't make any sense, and they're just like right fighting. I was married to a right fighter.
Really? She was right?
Oh, right, she thought she was. Oh. So she would fight to the death for it.
Yeah.
Just like, you're wearing white.
A white fighter. I get it. I thought you said right.
Yeah, like you're fighting to be right. Even though you know you're wrong, you're still fighting because you can't be wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Right fighter. Like,
I got you now. Yeah. I mean, I've been guilty of that for sure in my life, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that.
You're the next best thing to that, to her. That's why you're the rule book.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I don't know how these people get any ratings at all. Like, I guess people's brains are captured by, I don't know. You take like my dad, for instance, you know, he's 75.
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, I mean, you know, he got brainwashed into the cult of the church, in my opinion, you know.
Is he still doing that, or what's he doing?
I don't know. He said he has risen during... He texted us all, he has risen during Easter.
Oh, during Easter.
So I was like, oh, but I had a talk with him years ago, and I was like, you still don't believe in that, right? He's like, oh, no. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't really care. Believe whatever you want, right? Religious freedom. But to me, it's like, you know, if you're going to be in the Mormon church or like Scientology or all of those things, to me, are some sort of brainwash. I mean, the cult we were in was a brainwashing system, right, where we grew up. And if you're susceptible to that because you don't have critical thinking and you just go along with what people tell you to do, then you're gonna think that, you know, getting vaccinated is the thing you're supposed to do, and you're gonna fight to the death for it because you can't be wrong.
everybody's doing it.
Must be real.
All of Hollywood did it. The NBA did it.
Yeah, but not all of them.
No, but they were having those clowns on there with their Band-Aids, like, ugh.
Yeah, you didn't see Damian Lillard with one. You didn't see LeBron with one. Right?
Sure didn't.
And I think Hollywood just said they did it. I don't think a lot of Hollywood did it.
Well, they showed Nancy Pelosi getting a shot in her arm, but they never squeezed it, and there was nothing in it. So she just got poked.
They didn't aspirate.
Yeah.
Which is how people are supposedly maybe one of the reasons why people were getting some adverse reactions, because it wasn't getting into the bloodstream.
No, there was nothing in the syringe.
Mm.
It was a fake. It was a syringe. So she really took the shot in the shoulder, but there was no serum in there.
Well, it could have been one of those like dummy knives.
Yeah, but I remember that being a big deal. Somebody was showing, like, look at this. She's her commercial. She's not even getting an injection. She's only getting poked with a needle. But there's no anti-whatever COVID vaccination in the needle. There's nothing in the needle.
Mm.
Air.
At least saline. At least if they did, it's probably just saline. Like they did Joe Biden. They did a bunch of people. George W. Bush, Obama, like Clinton. They all did like a big public sales pitch.
We're saving the world. Get me.
Yeah, by showing that they would do it too. I don't believe for a second any of those people got that.
I don't either. They're all still alive with no problems.
Yeah.
Especially exactly. At their age.
Exactly.
My parents are lucky they had nothing.
Yeah.
They got that first round.
Well, your mom got breast cancer.
True. Like that.
Yeah.
Actually, she just celebrated her last...
I saw that.
Treatment. Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Yesterday.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
She didn't get sick. Nothing.
She just skated through it. Skated
right through.
And your sister's on her death. Was on her deathbed.
She's still
struggling.
She's struggling, man. She can't calm down enough to let her body heal.
Fuck. She's still here?
No.
She went back?
No, she's still running life, but the doctor's like, you need to stay home. Stay in bed. Four kids to take care of, you know?
Time to hire a nanny. Their rich husband.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the two of the kids have a mom, but you know how that goes. You don't, but I do.
Yeah, thank God I don't. Thank God I don't. Thank me I don't.
Thank Luke you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
You got lucky.
Yeah, anyway, people get brainwashed, and then it's hard to get them out of it. And so in that sense, but the people that did the brainwashing, like, they're the criminals.
Exactly.
Right? They're the pastor of the church lying to people about, you know, Scientology to get you to give them money, you know, or whatever.
Get
you
this know, red
whatever
bracelet.
The story is.
You're part of something in this red bracelet.
Yeah, wear this WWJD bullshit and then.
Remember I had that one the other day?
Yeah, yeah. Wear this fucking. I mean, people got fucking tattoos of Band-Aids.
Oh, I know.
I saw one at Starbucks the other day. This chick had a tattoo of a Band-Aid.
You said that.
What the fuck?
Should I get a needle tattoo on my shoulder?
Still wearing a mask, by the way. In fucking May of 2023. These fucking kids.
COVID's still out there, actually. So this guy that helps with the basketball team that we're coaching, Bruce, he showed up to the game with a mask on. I was like, yo, you feeling all right? He's like, oh, my wife just popped positive for COVID, so I'm just wearing a mask just in case. I'm like, oh, okay. He goes, but I was negative.
Did you tell him that that mask is just virtue signaling and that it doesn't do anything to stop the spread?
No, I had a game to win.
Yeah. Did you say, you look like a fucking idiot in that mask because it's not doing anything? It's your stupid left-wing MAGA hat.
You can. You're the only one that can smell your breath in that mask.
Dude, did you notice? Well, I guess you guys didn't really have to wear masks here, but we had to wear them in Oregon.
Yeah, we did.
You did it first?
For 2 years.
What? No, that's why I moved here. You didn't have to. You weren't mandated to
no,
wear masks.
No, I did at when I worked at the prison.
Oh, I see.
We had to. We first people to wear them.
Okay, so yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So did you notice that you started becoming a mouth breather? Like, you'd open your mouth, you'd just be like, you're doing that a little more?
Probably.
Yeah. I noticed that. It was turning us into a mouth-breathing society.
Well, you don't get enough air through your nose.
No. You didn't get enough oxygen with those things on.
People going to the gym wearing those.
Oh, my God.
I got to get a workout in and get this mask on.
Gotta get a workout. Work out at home. We fucking pull up a HIIT video. There's a million of them out there.
True.
You can do a HIIT video in 20 minutes and destroy your body. Dripping sweat.
Did I tell you about how I rode home on my motorcycle with my mask on?
Yeah. Forgot you had it on.
I forgot. Left work. Hopped on the bike. Cruising home. I pulled into Fry's.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, dude, I was riding the whole way with this mask on. No way. My
looking
N95?
Like an idiot.
N95, dude.
On a motorcycle, yeah. Outside where you have zero risk of anything.
No helmet, barely a shirt.
My, just mullet in the wind.
My mullet in the wind, but that mask was on tight.
Oh, fuck. I hated the
so
mask.
Embarrassed.
You know, panic disorder is it can be triggered by oxygen levels and stuff like that. So, like, every time I would wear that fucking mask, it would be that little bit. It'd just be a little, just be enough sometimes to almost trigger a panic attack.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, almost. And it never really gave me one, but it was almost there at certain times. So, like, I knew it was on, and I never forgot that fucking thing was on. So I was always looking for the second I could rip that fucking thing off and throw it in the garbage.
Well, I always had my nose uncovered.
Oh, under?
Yeah. Like, I can't breathe.
Had your dickie out?
Mm-hmm.
Your nose dick?
The old golf ball. Bright red golf ball sticking out.
Your Rudolph. Your fucking alcoholic Rudolph. I love it.
I drank a lot during COVID. A good time.
Who didn't?
By myself.
Yeah, my brother Josh was partying it up during COVID, and then my cousin kicked him out. He's like staying with my cousin, and she's like, "You're putting me at risk and my brother at risk," and like freaked out.
For drinking alone?
Kicked him out. No, he's going to bars and stuff. He's going to underground parties and stuff like that. Their bars weren't open, but
now you're homeless.
Kicked her out. Kicked him out with no warning. That's what happened to people. Lost their fucking minds.
It happened to me. The house I was in 5 years, landlord's like, "I'm selling in 30 days. Get out." I'm like, "What? You have 5 years worth of stuff here."
Oh man.
Oh well. Okay. We'll just say he had a little bit to clean up when I left.
He should have sold it to me, and then I would have just upped your rent.
I thought about buying it, but he was like, "Oh, you want a top dollar?" He's like, "I won't give any type of friend discount, nothing." I was like, "Oh, screw this place."
Yeah. It's probably, when did he sell? What year?
He never did.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
He just kicked you out for nothing?
No, he tried to sell. I was keeping tabs on him. Like, oh, what? How much did he sell for? What, you know, like.
Watching the listing.
Never sold. And I know why, because the upstairs shower used to drip through down to the kitchen. And I would tell him, I told him all the time, this is happening. Oh, it's fine. Dude, I bet you that place was filled with mold in that attic.
Oh, shit.
And he never got it fixed, and he wanted to do a quick sell, retire. Sorry, bud. He's a Mormon. He had all sorts of houses and money. It didn't matter, but.
Yeah.
Pretty rude just to give me a certified letter in the mail. Like, just tell me, bro. I talk to you all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm thinking about selling. Okay, well, let me get my stuff in order here.
Yeah.
Nope. Certified letter.
Do it the legal way. Protect yourself when you're being a landlord with tenant rights and stuff. I guess in Arizona, it's a lot better for a landlord than it than it is in like Portland or New York. These liberal states are so shitty.
Liberal states, you can live there for years without paying anything.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not leaving. Sorry.
I think New York's more like that. I think in Portland, I think it's like 6 months or something. But that's still so long for a landlord not to get paid and have a mortgage.
A lot of money.
It's like, Jesus. Eat up your fucking reserves.
Remember cousin Kimmy?
Yeah.
So she married this guy years ago. Anyways, they got divorced, whatever. He's a piece of shit. So he would go find an empty house. Say you had a house for sale, Luke, and there's no furniture in it or whatever. And this squat. Guy breaks in. Huh?
He would just squat?
Yeah, he would break in, put ads online that he's renting his house out.
Oh.
And then would go and rent it out to people.
Okay.
And was just taking all the deposits, money, until the owners were like, "Wait a second.
This is supposed to be empty. What are you doing here?
Who's living in my house I've got for sale?" He did that, and he was on the news. I guess he was doing it all over Vancouver, Washington.
Did he get arrested?
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's some sort of fraud. Breaking and entering. Breaking and entering.
Pull the locks off, have some keys made.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's for rent.
Well, shame on those landlords for not doing drive-bys on their property. Like, that's weird. Or not having security.
Or if they did, and they're like, "Why is there a family of five in my house?"
Yeah.
You know, like, where they're moving in. "Oh, no, we rented from this guy."
Well, I'm the owner.
What?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
911, what's your emergency?
Well, then he would run off with their deposit. You know what I mean? Yeah,
money gone. And then that family's fucked. They think they're moving into a house.
Pay for all the trucks and movers and...
Hopefully the landlord's like, Okay, well...
Since
you're here, you can rent it from me.
Do you want to make a down payment on it? And buy it, by the way?
You can buy it.
That's crazy. Wouldn't that be crazy? Like, oh, I found this nice house. It's not that bad.
It's real cheap.
So cheap.
It's got to be too good to be true.
$100 a month? I'm in.
Bucks. Yeah.
Sounds good.
What is wrong with people? Like, how did he not think? So that's like, that's a hustle, obviously, a scam and a hustle. Mm-hmm. So like his part of his executive decision making part of his brain never really fully came in, because that's where you think things through.
No, he's a scam artist. He was just making these down payments and running.
Yeah.
And then finally they're like, let's call Fox News. This guy, so-and-so, has done this to us. I'm like, oh, he did it to us too, and us too, and us too. He's probably making all sorts of money.
Mm-hmm.
Just go find these empty house. You'd like, just like find a listing online. Well, there's my new house. Go in there.
See how long it's been on there.
Break in the back.
If it's more than 90 days, boom. You know it's not going to sell anytime soon.
Yeah.
Hey. People.
Or find out who snowbirds are around here. I might have a new deal.
Yeah.
It'll be my new side gig. Oh, snowbirds, huh?
Oh, yeah.
My house is for rent. Furnished.
Fully furnished.
With clothes, too.
With clothes. You just tie up the people in the that are actually living there.
Sorry, your house is for rent.
Your house is for rent. Or you can pay me to not rent it.
Choice is yours.
That's what the mafia used to do, shit like that. Like,
that's called extortion.
Hey, yeah, we're going to insure your place. From what? From us.
From me.
Protection. From us. You never know when somebody could come around here and break something.
Oops.
Oops.
And Suge Knight, hang you over the balcony for a while.
Vanilla Ice?
Mm-hmm. Vanilla Ice. He's got, he got in over his head, and oh man, he,
yeah, he wasn't a real G.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Suge Knight was.
Yes.
Yes, he was.
And he's also in prison.
Is he in prison for a long time?
I think so. Maybe he's out.
You know, Snoop bought Death Row.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's got all those songs. He's got his own music, which is really cool. He's got the rights to his original songs.
I heard him the other day in some commercial or something. He's like, he's holding the trophy. He's like, I just want to thank me for doing all the hard work, doing everything I did to blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's probably one of the richest ones out there.
Mm.
He's done everything.
Well, it's definitely Jay-Z. It's Jay-Z and then Yeezy. Might be Yeezy and then Jay-Z and then Diddy, Dre.
I've been wondering when you're going to buy those boots from Yeezy.
What are they? Yeezy's got some boots out?
No, you got to look them up.
Oh, shit. All right, I'm looking them up.
I figured you'd be the first one to have them.
Yeah, they're
cool. They're in style.
They're pretty tall. For you're going to make me 6'5".
Probably. Help you out. All I'm just trying to do, Luke, is help you out.
Oh, Jesus.
Those red ones.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Those are like cartoon boots.
Those aren't even, his are like $500 or something.
Oh, those aren't even his?
But that's what they look like, those red ones. So comfy.
Yeezy boots. Where is it? Yeezy boots for men.
I just go to image.
Here they are, $306. Men's.
Those are the Super Mario shoes.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They look like cartoons.
Is that Yoshi? That's Yoshi's boots when he runs.
What is this one?
He's like, let me see how stupid people are. I'm gonna make the ugliest shoes and boots possible. and watch all these losers buy it.
Yeah.
And look stupid around town in them.
Well, I think he saw Zoolander and he was like, I'm going to Zoolander 2. I'm going to create the real derelict line. And then he did. He just made garbage.
Maybe Kim will love me again.
No, not likely.
No, she won't. You're crazy.
Yeah.
What's her name? The youngest. Is she the youngest one? The normal, the only one that hasn't done plastic surgery? Let's see. There's
Kendall.
Kendall.
Second to the youngest.
Is she second? Yeah, she was seen with Bad Bunny at the Laker game.
She was dating Devin Booker for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we started talking about the Kardashians. We are definitely not.
Just trying to keep up.
We're definitely on a low point.
Speaking of low points.
I love low points. Makes the highs better.
Last night at the award ceremony for the basketball celebration, the league we were in.
Mm-hmm.
First time ever. Not being in first place, taking that trophy in front of everybody.
It's pretty embarrassing, huh?
I'm never doing that again.
Why?
Because we're going to get first place from now on. No matter what.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sucked that bad?
Yeah. Just sit there like, oh, there's that coach that didn't get first.
Mm-hmm.
Like every other time.
Motivation.
Yeah. At least I lost to a good guy. All these other guys had small man syndrome and like had these weird attitudes toward me all season. It's like, I'm trying to joke around. Like, this is like 9-year old basketball. Like, let's joke and have a good time.
Yeah.
We're just like, skinny jeans. My skinny jeans out of my coaching basketball. Yeah, they were weird.
Like, yeah.
Is this real? The guy that his team actually beat us in the championship by 2 points.
Fuck that guy.
No, he's cool. He's like 6'8". No small man syndrome whatsoever.
Well, he's 6'8".
Yeah.
Right.
He's taller than me. Why?
He has tall man syndrome.
Yeah, it's great. He's cool. I liked him.
You finally have somebody to look up to?
Yeah, it felt weird.
Yeah. It's funny that you're tall to normal society, but if you go around the NBA, you're a short guy.
I would be a point guard.
Yeah.
I'm like Chris Paul.
You're like
Devin Booker.
Yeah, you're like a tall point. Well, a normal point guard.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's why I don't play basketball.
Yeah.
I need to be tall. I can't be small.
Yeah. You'd be tiny. Dame Lillard's only 2 inches shorter than you.
They're like, look at this short, fat guy out here.
I'm yeah.
Like, it's me. I'm always the tallest.
You'd be the Danny DeVito.
Finally.
Jeffy DeVito over here.
You're like, hey, Jokic. You'd be like, I don't even see anybody.
Yeah, just see a smear of blubber and hair.
Just a complete Zits. Ugliness. Zits. What happened?
TRT doesn't give you zits, right?
It could, but...
You think my hair is going to fall out?
No.
Could.
I hope. I hope it does.
That'd be hilarious.
You'd be the real Danny DeVito.
I'll just shave it like Jason Statham, that shit. That's how I had my hair for a long time anyway. All the MMA days. I actually like it better.
Start tonight.
Yeah.
You got to hold on to something. You've lost everything else. Hold on to something.
Hold on to my hair for now. It's the only thing I have on people. Certain people. And not even on others. It's my hair.
Most.
So Russiagate was a hoax.
Yeah.
And breaking news, hundreds of undercover feds were in the crowd on January 6th. Jimmy Dore says...
No.
Which one's more interesting, that one or FBI and CIA meddled in American elections, say majority of Americans? Or it was a setup. Guilty or it was a setup?
Setup.
It was a setup. Let's see.
Roll the dice on a setup.
Hearing hack anyone can use to...
Shut up.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like a scam at all.
No.
The ears are nothing more than a mic...
Really?
Your face is
right
a micro.
Right now, I want to talk about how they figured out that, yes, turns out there were lots of feds in the January 6th crowd. Breaking Washington FBI field office confirms undercover officers... confidential informants so and FBI
these are whistleblowers
embedded
from the FBI.
In the crowds
the guy worked
at the
for the
U.S. Capitol on January 6th. This is an article from Gateway Pundit from May 18th, Thursday. Senator Ted. Now here's Ted Cruz. He's gonna grill the FBI's Jill Sanborn on Ray Epstein. Do you remember this? First of all, let me get back to this. Matt Gaetz confirmed today that the government was running several assets in the crowds during the January 6, 2021 protests in Washington, D.C. Dozens, if not hundreds, of government operatives filled the protests at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
Wow.
The Gateway Pundit previously identified 20 different confirmed incidents and operations involving federal, state, and local government operatives who infiltrated the massive Trump crowds. Each one of these incidents has been confirmed by the far-left press or the government in court documents. We currently have no idea how many federal, state, and local government operatives were working undercover on January 6th, but it looks like it's close to 100 operatives. I bet you it's way more. Leading the charge on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Recent court documents reveal the Biden Department of Justice admitting to at least 40 undercover operatives within the Proud Boys alone.
See, they try to make the Proud Boys look like a racist organization. And their leader, the black dude, who's a black dude, right? Mm. Their leader... who's a black guy. Guess he's racist against, I don't know, whatever. But he was an FBI informant. And now they're saying at least 40 undercover operatives were within the Proud Boys because their leader is a FBI asset. So the Proud Boys is an FBI group run by the FBI, basically. To make Donald Trump look like they created this group. They turned this group, basically. Like, it was a real group at one point. And they infiltrated it and turned it over into an FBI group. This is my opinion. To make Donald Trump look like a piece of shit. His followers look like a piece of shit.
He's all, kick the windows in. Was it that guy? Break the windows.
Well, that's Ray Epps, right? Yeah, that's a different guy. But that's what's happening in our government. Our government is interfering with elections. That's illegal. Look at Watergate.
Right?
Look at fucking Watergate. Mm-hmm. Watergate was a wiretap of an opponent on a line where they were calling hookers or some shit, right? And that is supposed to be the biggest... corruption in American history. This is fucking a million times worse than that corruption. The corruption that happened around the 2020 election with the Hunter Biden laptop and the fucking January 6th shit. And I'm not saying that I am a Trumper or any of that shit, but I am somebody who wants the truth and I want things to be fair. So if enough people in our country want Donald Trump to be president, and I don't have the right to say, fuck you, I'm going to go around you and make shit happen with the FBI or the CIA. And the CIA, not or, right? That's illegal. It's election fraud. So, I mean, tampering with elections is... And Obama wiretapped a candidate running for president, Trump. Right? Obama wiretapped Trump. That's illegal. That's illegal to that's exactly what fucking Watergate was. So yeah.
That, like, I'm speechless because it's so wrong in every way, and they're just playing it off like it's just never happened, the best thing and ever, you know, everything's so good, and it just drives me nuts.
Yeah, because Trump's the devil. Trump's a Nazi. Trump's all these propaganda things that they put out there so that they can keep their power. Because I guess Trump didn't do all the things that they wanted him to do when he was in office. And when I say them, I'm saying the oligarchy, the powers that be, the people that really run our country, mm-hmm. the one percenters, the fucking cabal, right? Those fucking people had somebody in office that wouldn't just do anything they fucking said.
He'd be like, wait a second.
Like, no, I'm not going to do that, right? So, but he did do something. Like, he did crumble under the pressure of the generals in the military-industrial complex. So he did crumble under that. He didn't start any new wars, but he sure bombed the fuck out of Syria. We have the oil. We have the oil. We have a very small part, the part that has the oil. We've secured the oil. We have secured. The oil. And we're going to take care of it. There's a lot of oil. It's great, great oil. And it's our oil.
Oil.
Oil, oil.
Oil, oil. Oil, oil. It's ours.
Yeah. So, you know.
That's fine. Lower those gas prices.
Well, now he's saying drill, baby, drill.
Yeah.
So how are you going to do it? Drill, baby, drill, which his plan was to do that, right? He was drilling, and Biden stopped it and then started it again, I think. So, I mean, I'm all for self-sustaining our country. Why don't we get Made in America going?
Yeah.
Why don't we start outsourcing American products instead of going and robbing other countries of their resources and starting wars and building up debt thresholds, and we're fucking trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. We're raising the ceiling again, because if we don't, it's all going to fucking crumble. So, like, every year we raise the debt ceiling or whatever, whenever they vote on it. All right, that was a little rant, but
it's okay. It's okay. Me and Eric, we listened to most of it.
Let's get back to the show.
DOJ had 40 inside the Proud Boys on January 6th. The U.S. government finally admitted in this letter they sent out before the trial that they were running confidential human resources. They called them CHSs. Those are people working for the feds. They call them CHSs. Inside the Oath Keepers organization. In November of 2022, the FBI finally admitted that they had 8 informants inside the Proud Boys organization on January 6th, and likely more. So the FBI had 8, the DOJ had 40.
Neurologists are stunned.
God damn it.
They've confirmed that ear ringing is shrinking your brain.
You're shrinking my brain.
The FBI had as many as 8 informants inside the Proud Boys.
Okay, so the FBI had 8, and the Department of Justice had 40.
Recent court papers indicate raising questions about how much federal investigators were able to learn from them before and after it took place. So that the feds knew that January 6th was going to happen, and so now you know, well, why didn't they do anything to try to stop it? Because they were egging it out and pushing it on because they wanted this to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what would be the long-term consequence of that? The
long-term consequence of that is you can disqualify Donald Trump from being president again, because you can disqualify his whole political organization, his whole political movement.
Everything's a scam.
As terrorists.
Everything in this world is a scam these days.
Yeah.
Even your company.
All 3 of my companies.
Yeah. All scams.
All scams.
Yeah. I'll stay at my house.
Yeah, even your coaching career.
I know. Scam these kids into doing what I say.
No, but you're right. I mean, everything's a scam. And, like, the more you look into it, the more your mind is blown.
Yeah.
And the more going with the norm left or the norm right is ridiculous because both sides are corrupt. They're both corrupt. Now, I would say that the left is seemingly more crazy right now than the right. And the right is the one that are doing these committees and finding the truths right now.
That's the way it's always been, in my opinion.
Goes back and forth.
No, the left is always just so out there, so corrupt, so lying. You know, just fake everything. And then the right is just like, yeah, no, like, this is fake. We just found it. And everybody's like, get that shit out of here because...
But it's not true.
We outnumber you.
Because I see what you're saying, and that's happening now for sure.
Yeah.
But I think you're just starting to pay attention because back before Obama, when it was the left or the right in charge, when it was George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, it was exactly what's happening now, but the opposite. It was opposite world.
Yeah, I believe that they were just trying to get their oil business through.
Weapons of mass destruction, yeah. Right? The bullshit of invading Iraq and killing a million mm-hmm. Iraqis was a false flag. And they coerced the American people through what may be a planned attack on American soil. What looks like there are possibly some truths to 9/11 being an inside job with the attackers, three of the attackers, the plane attacker being CIA assets. That's a fact now that's come out, that three of the plane people that took over the planes were CIA assets that were allowed to come into the country and didn't have to go through customs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so that's weird. Sounds a lot like what's been happening recently. So I just think like the left, the right had the power. Whoever has the power gives it to the right or the left to do their bidding. Mm-hmm. And it's the military industrial complex. You know, it's all these DOJs and CIAs and DHSs and
JHHs,
TLBs and
EEEs,
EASs. Eric Anderson, EAS. Eric Anderson Sports. Yeah. So
yeah, I agree with that. I mean,
it's not the left or the right. It's something in the middle that's pulling the strings of whoever they think they can control in the moment. So, like, Dick Cheney was their boy, Halliburton Company, CEO, right? George W. Bush was a patsy. He was a patsy. He was a fucking puppet. Mm-hmm. He wasn't pulling any strings.
He reminds me of, remember how he'd be like, fool me twice, shame on me. And fool me three times, shame on me. Remember all that stuff?
Yeah, yeah. He goes, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. You can't get fooled again.
He's the Republican Biden.
He is, man.
Yeah, it's fine. Next.
He was a fucking party frat boy.
Come on.
You know, his dad was the head of the CIA during Reagan.
And a head masonry.
Yeah. His dad, senior, was the head of the CIA during Reagan. Then he became president. Weird.
Yeah, weird.
Did he get all the votes? I don't know. But, who knows, you know, man. Power. And then his son, and then Clinton, and then his son. And then fucking Clinton was a warmonger, too. So it was like.
He didn't last long.
Right, with Reagan and Bush, senior. And then it went to the left. And then it went back to the right for 8 years with Junior. And then it was Obama for 8 years. All the wars were happening the whole time. And then now it's... And then it was Trump. And he wouldn't start any new wars. But he sure fucking went to town on Syria. And then now we have Biden. And we're in a proxy war with Russia. A nuclear... a nuclear power, a superpower. So
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. Was Reagan our last true, honest president?
No, I think it was before. It was Reagan was corrupt, too. It was before that. I think it was JFK. I think he was the last one, and that's why he got killed.
That's why he was killed.
Yeah.
Everybody else are like,
I think it was JFK.
He's kind of doing what we want. Just keep him alive.
I think after that, nobody will challenge the military industrial complex because they fucking set the precedent. I'll fucking murder you.
You're dead. We'll blow your head off.
We'll blow your head off in front of everybody.
In public.
In public. In front of your wife.
Actually, on your wife.
On your wife, right next to your wife.
Have you seen that movie?
JFK Revisited, or JFK the movie with Kevin Costner?
Yeah, I believe so. It's where, you know, they are reenacting everything. And
I've seen JFK Through the Looking Glass on Showtime, which is a documentary that kind of goes into, it's like from 2021, and it was by Oliver Stone, the director Oliver Stone, who's he's like really into the JFK stuff, and he's research for years. He did the movie JFK in 1991 with Kevin Costner.
That's probably the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Can you just imagine your husband's head was blown off all over your... She was still wearing the clothes. She goes back into wherever they are hiding, and those guys are standing there fighting over who's going to be in charge next.
Yeah.
And she's like...
She's trying to put his head back in.
Yeah.
In the car,
and beside herself. And they're just like, move aside. I'm in charge. No, I'm in charge.
The footage shows he got shot twice, once in the neck, and he went like this.
He's like, that's weird.
And then she's looking over at him like, what's going on? And then boom, from the opposite direction, back of the head goes out. Yeah. And RFK Jr. says the CIA did it. He said, yeah, they were involved.
Well, you got to find one of the best of the best shooters. It's not going to be some Joe Schmo, Bob Buncher.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot about that. But I think that, you know, it's pretty disrespectful to kill a man in front of his wife. They had to make it look like it was a crazy person.
Psychopath, yeah.
Yeah. But that guy was the guy that they blamed that they killed before he could go to trial, who said, I'm a patsy, I didn't do this. That guy was a CIA agent.
I remember my mom saying...
He's a military guy and a CIA asset.
Yeah, of course.
There you go. Enough said.
I remember my mom saying that the day that he was assassinated, you know, school, everything shut down. Like it was like when we had COVID, like everything shut down.
Yeah.
And she said there was like a storm brewing in the sky, and she was walking home from school. She said it was like the most quietest, eerie feeling she ever had in her life.
Yeah, I bet.
Crazy. Did that happen live on TV?
Yeah. You know, an ex prime minister of Japan got killed last year, assassinated last year.
Really? I thought those days were over.
Yeah. He's the one that was opposing the vaccines. He sent back 163 million vaccines from Pfizer or Moderna. And then he got murdered.
Of course he did over there.
Yeah.
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 Of course.
Yeah. They're so
like same with Russia. Those guys are like, yeah, come here.
You're not buying our vaccines.
Off with your head.
Vodka.
Yeah. Kettle one. Sounds really good right now.
Vodka. Is there really any good vodka? Like
Kettle One's good.
Yeah. But it's not like whiskey where you can get fucking a $100,000 bottle of whiskey, right? Vodka's not doesn't have well, that
I don't,
range.
The best vodka I ever had in my life. So whatever, there was some nightclub they had opened up. They had sharks in the swimming tanks, and
oh yeah,
remember that place?
Yeah,
it's all fancy.
Yeah.
So me and JT went there one night together.
Shout out JT.
Yeah, my boy. Somehow or another, we got roped in with these Russian motherfuckers, Russian mafia dudes.
You fucking Bert Kreischer over here? Is fucking the machine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're like, you come drink with us. I'm like, all right. So we're like hanging out with these guys. So we're kind of like free drinks, you know, like they were passing around these shots, and I'm like, it's vodka. I'm like, okay. And I think JT or somebody's like, we can use for the chaser. And this guy looked over and said, you won't need one. Dude, it was like drinking water.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, what is this?
So what is that?
I don't know.
I want to buy some. I want to try it.
I want you to buy some so I can try it.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
I'll get a bottle of Blue Label in here. That's my favorite whiskey. Johnny Walker Blue. It's like a $300 bottle.
Let's do some research on vodka. I like vodka.
I've tried to look it up. And every time I go to a liquor store, I'm like, what's the most expensive vodka you have? And it's like, oh, it's like $40. I'm like,
what? Yeah, that's probably Kettle.
Yeah.
You basically need to go to like a Russian neighborhood. I'm just kidding.
It's because it's Russian. It's because it's Russia. We have sanctions on Russia. We can't get the good vodka.
Yeah, they got the good stuff. It's in the basement. I don't know. Maybe you have to order it online or something. I have no idea. I've never. The most expensive vodka is Grey Goose and Kettle One. All taste the same.
Yeah.
I'll drink some Oregon Spring vodka.
Oh, fuck all that. HRD, that's the shittiest vodka I've ever had.
I remember
half gallon of HRD.
Lisa used to bring home a handle of that stuff. Here you guys go.
Oh, yeah.
We put it down. Sweating the sheets up.
4th of July. Passing out.
Oh, it's turning the hose on.
Brian took me downstairs and I was like, you got any liquor? He's like, yeah, over here, son.
And that really old stuff?
Yeah.
You slammed it.
I fucking slammed it.
I remember standing right there.
I took like 8, 9, 10 gulps, something like that.
He was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
I fucking passed out on his lawn.
Oh, yeah.
He's got these fucking teenagers, 17-year-olds, passing out on his lawn. Just getting hammered.
Man, that was a good time.
Yeah. I think I woke up before the fireworks, though, so that was fine. Because we got wasted early.
Of course. Like
1 o'clock.
Drinking the second we got there.
Yeah. We were so excited about drinking.
Now, for you, it's just an everyday thing.
Yeah.
Way of life.
I'm drunk right now.
Yeah, I've been drunk since I woke up at 3:45 this morning.
Yeah, 5:30.
Yeah.
No, we don't drink every day.
I don't.
No.
I haven't drank since I drank here.
Oh, wow. Because you're at your parents?
No, because...
When you're at your parents, you don't drink?
I could if I wanted. I don't know. I'm so busy. I have to wake up early every day and go out in the heat. And
nobody wants to be hungover at 3:45 in the morning or 5:30 in the morning. Like, I don't play that game.
No, trying to remember, like, oh, what... Is all my stuff ready? Where's my lunch? Where's my this and that?
Life's too important.
Yeah.
There's too much fun stuff to do. I don't need alcohol all the time. It's just for fun. It's just a sometimes thing.
Just for a little extra. Like maybe on June 4th.
Yes.
At the D-backs game.
June 4th? We're doing it?
Devin says he's coming up.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, so friends from the first prison I worked at.
Oh, you mean July 4th?
No, June. Sometimes I have to tell you.
Well, there's the July 4th game.
Yeah, I know, but this is
next week. So fucking fun.
Next week. We can go to that one, too.
It's so great, dude. Yeah, the fireworks are so bomb. I hope they do it this year. Last year, they didn't do it.
We were there, weren't we?
Yeah, we went to the game. Well, Yuri and I were. I don't think you guys went. That was the year before.
Okay. I remember they
switched the game.
We walked home or walked to the car, and they were letting off the fireworks. That was, at least I was, it was like July 3rd or, it was that weekend. They had a bunch of games.
Yeah, I don't remember. I just remember I've gone the last 2 years in a row, 2021 and 2022. 2022, they didn't do it on July 4th. They switched it from the like 5 o'clock game to like a 3 o'clock game. It's like, so people could.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know when it was, maybe sometime that I lived here, but I remember walking in the car and they're like, there's all the fireworks. I pulled a Harry and it's like, we got to beat the rush. Let's get out of here.
Oh, yeah, that sucks because it's a good show. It's better than any show I've seen in Portland.
I'm sure.
And it's just at the stadium. It's like, damn.
Better than, what's that place over in Vancouver, Washington? Fort
Vancouver?
Fort Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Go there with, you know, the curses. Sit there all day long.
I know.
Get there at like 4 in the morning to get the best spot under the tree.
4 in the morning.
Greg?
He would?
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no, yeah.
Fuck that.
No, we did. Sit there all day. Make sure we got that one spot under the one tree. And it was worth it. We had shade.
So you got some shade because 4th of July in Oregon is always like, well, Portland at least, Portland, Vancouver metro, is like either still raining. Yeah. Or it's all of a sudden you get sun's out, guns out. It's fucking 80, 90 degrees. So
I remember it being at least warm most of those times.
Yeah, I remember some rainy 4th of July for sure. But it was like, it was a light switch. It was like right around the 4th of July is when the sun comes out.
One or the other, yeah.
Yeah.
I could never live that way again, and I won't.
No.
I'll take this heat over anything.
Yes. You get used to it pretty quick. Like, when it came this year, I was like, oh, fuck, that's hot. It's getting hot quick. And now I'm like, fine, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Play outside all weekend in this weather.
But yeah, I mean, I just cleaned a pool and an outside patio and everything this morning. And it was already 90. It's like, fine.
Yeah, I was coaching baseball for 8 hours on Sunday, and it was 100.
Yeah. It was 100 today, too. There's been 100 for
yeah, it's going to stay several. That way.
Yeah, it's going just going up.
Unfortunately.
June 4th, D-backs game.
The Braves, yeah, because
oh, my shit. Friend. Kevin's going to be jealous. That's his team.
Oh, boy. Yeah, my friend.
he's going to be so pissed if we go to this game.
My two friends from the prison are huge Braves fans.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, we'll get. So who's going? Me, you, Devin?
And then. A
couple of your buddies?
Yeah.
Let's see how much tickets are. Let's see. Did you mean June 4th D-backs game? Yeah, that's what I wrote, with no apostrophe.
Is that exactly what my message said?
No, that's what Google said.
Oh.
Did you mean June 4th D-backs game?
Oh, you idiot.
Fuck you, Google. Did you see that new thing where... oh, shit. I saw a video on it recently. It was... one of the agriculture or homeland security or fuck, I can't even remember, but one of the departments now has a deal with Google to curate search results. So instead of it being what's popular, it is now what they want you to see. The fucked up thing is I've heard a guy that worked for Google who's been doing research on Google. He owns a company that does research on Google, and they do testing, and he has funding and lots of money, and he has a whole team of people, and they do research on Google, and they do experiments and everything on searches and stuff. And he says every person has a profile. They have a profile on you, especially if you're famous, especially if you're an influencer.
So we're definitely.
So
we definitely have some huge profiles.
Yep. Yep. They got us.
Got it.
But they'll curate. So Google is involved in, especially the Donald Trump elections. They were involved in curating results to people that were more left leaning. During the elections, and they curate and they censored everybody during COVID. Google did that. They censored everybody during COVID. They, if you did a side by side search with Brave, the search engine Brave, which is like independent, doesn't use Google. Everybody else uses Google's algorithm. Like it's all Google based, even DuckDuckGo. But like Bing, Yahoo, MSN, Google's the biggest and best. So they all just use Google search, and they're contracted with them to do that.
Not Yahoo anymore?
Yahoo as well, but not Brave. So Brave is on its own. So if you do a side-by-side Brave Google, you're going to see different results.
Well, I'm sure.
Of what's popular.
So speaking of that, so I want to change the cabin air filters in my Expedition.
Mm-hmm.
So I type in 2017 Ford Expedition cabin air filters replacement.
Mm-hmm.
I got 2018 to 23 and then 2013 to 2016. I swear to God, YouTube did it. Google, like nobody had it.
I'm going to Google it right
now.
Do
it right now, please. Because I can't find them. I didn't really look that hard. 2017. Find them. Ford Expedition. All you haters out there hating on me with my car.
Expedition. And then what? Cabin?
Cabin air filter replacement right there.
Oh, see, it was listening. It knew what we were going
to
type in.
Yeah, I know. See, oh. 18 to 21. And then the Ford F-150 Explorer. That's what it did to me.
View all.
Why the fuck can't I see my car? What do you want me? You want me to buy it? You know, like, come on. So mad the other day.
Oh, there's a 2015 to seven. Oh, F-150.
F-150, yeah.
2019.
Explorer.
15 to 20. Oh, F-150.
Again. Did they not make that year? They don't make a 2017? I believe I drive one. So, I mean, I'm not sure.
Just think that nobody made a video for it. There's an opportunity. Let's make an Expedition replacement. And, yeah.
It's only $5.99. It's the only one you'll find.
Remember Jeffy Luke? Don't you know how to do that?
Oh, of course I do. That's why I was looking for it.
Yeah.
I pulled the glove box out. I looked at it. And I'm like,
where is it? It's probably in the cowling at the top? Under the hood?
Nope.
No?
I was trying to do it while I was on the clock at work and not get caught. But still.
Dude, I opened up my hood because my replace engine, I'm finally getting close to 30,000 miles on my truck.
Oh, and get rid of it.
I know, seriously.
Piece of junk.
Yep. And then my engine air filter light, my engine air filter timer thing is coming on. So every time I start the car, it's like beep, beep, beep. Time for your engine air filter. I'm going to reset it, but I do want to check it because it's 30,000 miles. Probably the original.
You're definitely due.
Yeah, it's probably the original.
Out here in the dust.
Yeah. So I want to check it. So then I thought, Chevys have the clips, so they're really easy. No, those are Fords. Chevys have those little fucking 8mm screws.
Yeah.
That fucking get lost.
I have the clips. It's so easy.
Fuck.
Which I ended up putting a cold air intake in there.
Ooh.
I thought it would boost my gas miles, but actually made it go down. Cool.
Cool. Cool.
At least I can just clean. I don't have to buy a new one ever. I can just clean it and put it back in.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so I wasn't going to do that in 100-degree weather. I was like, yeah, I'll wait till end of summer.
I thought you were used to it. I'm just kidding. You know. Bring it on by. I'll do it.
Nah.
Drip sweat all over your engine.
Yeah, it's like, I won't take that. I mean, I got to find the right tool. It's basically
just
like,
get a drill with the thing.
Yeah, I don't know if they stay in place or if they pull out. I can't remember.
Remember the Acuras, how you could never get them back lined up? You know how many filters I just left?
No.
Screwed up at Jeffy Luke?
No, that's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I'm so sick of this.
They're like, why is my gas mileage down to $8, 8 gallons?
Why is it popping when I downshift? No, I would still get them on there, but there'd be like a screw or two that I couldn't get. I'm like, I'm running out of time.
Yeah. I never did that shit. I was a good GM.
Oh, I'd have my guys do it, but if I don't get like it,
fix this.
Get him out of here. Get the best is when the guy would come from the lower bay and be like, I can't get the drain plug out, and be like, ugh. Walk down there. And like, we hate you.
You're like, and you're
we
just
can't
like,
get it. Yeah. Can't get the filter off. This one.
This one.
Now hurry up.
Yeah.
Or you're fired from your $8 an hour job.
Yes.
I fired a couple people. This guy was like, as soon as I would leave, they'd be calling me, be like, hey, he's out in the car with some girl again. I'm like, really?
Mm.
okay. And then he would, my assistant manager, I'm like, dude, go out there and tell him to get to work or go home. He's done. Well, he said, I'm not the boss. Oh, okay. So I showed up. Hey, call him. Fire him. So my assistant manager's like, yeah, we have to let you go. Why? Oh, because you sat in your car for 2 hours and messed around with some girl that's not your wife. Oh, I need this job. And I said, yeah, you're fired. Keep it moving. Oh, I really need this job. Well, not bad enough. You're in your car for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
That's fucked up. Yeah, you meet some different people at those places.
Yeah. I did.
That's some. I had a guy that I kept in contact with for a long time. His name was Brandon Lucas. He's a really fucking good dude. He's an ex-meth head. He would always be at the shop, and he'd just come up to me. He'd be like, meth. I'd be like, yeah. Yeah, you wish you could go back?
That's cool.
He'd be like, nah, dude. I'm cool, man.
Meth. I had a sales guy that had, like, rotten teeth. So you'd walk into, like, the lobby, and it would reek, like, rotten teeth breath. And just be like, oh.
That meth breath. It just, like,
but he could sell pretty good, so I'm just staying there. Like, I'm not coming in there until, like.
Because people would be like, whatever you need. Just let me out of here.
I'll take it all.
Yeah.
And he would never tuck his shirt in because he was too fat. I'm like, yeah, I don't care, man.
Yeah.
Sell something.
Yeah, I had a guy like that, too. What was his name? Ken Arnold. Ken Arnold. This fucking guy would... He'd be like, hey, boss, you mind if I take a few minutes? My wife, my spinner of a wife just went and got me some cheeseburgers from McDonald's.
My arms are too big. I can't get it. That guy?
He was fucking huge. He was ginormous. And his wife was fat, too, but she got lap band surgery. So he's like, oh, get me a spinner. He had, like, no teeth in the front, so that's why he talked like this.
Oh,
get me a spinner. Oh, my God, dude. Just go sell some shit.
Get away from me.
He was really good at selling that.
Go down to the lower bay.
Yeah. There's some fucking characters, man.
Oh, yeah. Right. I tell you, that place. I lost like 30 or 40 pounds working there.
Because
I was running like crazy. I was understaffed. I was doing everything. Next thing I know, I was like 280.
Yeah.
275 or something. I remember looking at pictures. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I looked weird.
It was a pretty physical job.
Yeah.
That was the MMA times, so I was already in good shape, but guys find out I did MMA and they'd want to fucking slap box or something. I'd be like, nah, dude. Oh, geez. I'm doing that shit. And they'd be like, come on. They'd be like, come on. Come on, man. Nah, dude, I'm not.
Just remember how I got hired as general manager at that place.
Mm-hmm. Tell everybody this story.
So old Luke here was a GM at his Jiffy Lube. I was like, I want to work there. Too bad I didn't work in or live in Portland. I was in Denver.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, okay, well, I'll just pretend I'm a district manager or something and call the district manager in Denver and be like, I got this guy. I would hire him here, but he just moved out to Denver, blah, blah, blah. So you called. His name was Leo.
Yeah, I remember.
Leo Soto.
Leo Soto. Yep.
He called Leo Soto and told him that, oh, this guy, Jeff House, he's just moved out there. I would hire him. He would be a GM for one of my stores right now if I could.
Yep.
He called me in. 30-second interview. You're hired. your boy in Portland vouched for you. You're hired. I'm like, oh, yeah. He did? Oh, yeah, that's great of him.
Sold the shit out of Leo.
Jen never even touched a car in my life. General manager of Jiffy Lube.
That's right. I was like, I'll sell him. Watch. Called him up. Fucking Leo.
You've been my landlord. You've been a lot of stuff.
I've been your landlord. I've been your old district.
Well, like after that guy kicked me out, sold the house, was there for 5 years, I was afraid to use him as a reference. I'm like, well, he's just kicking me. I'm not going to have anybody call him.
Yeah, it's weird.
So I put you down under everything. They even called you, didn't they?
Yeah, they called me. They called me.
Oh, yeah. Great tenant. Take them.
I mean, you know, you got to help your homies out. And sometimes it's not that big a deal. It's like, I mean, I know you. You're a good guy. I know you're going to work hard. I know you're going to do all the right things. I wouldn't do that for everybody, obviously. We've been friends since fifth grade. Why wouldn't I do that?
Right.
If I can help somebody, I'm going to help them. Am I doing something to hurt anybody? No. This is a win-win for everybody.
It's not like I had a bad rental history. I was at the same place for 5 years.
Yeah, or a bad work history. You know,
right. Like
your problem was you couldn't get a job because your felony from when you were a kid. Remember that time?
It was my misdemeanor.
I thought it was a felony.
Yeah, the first one was a felony.
Yeah, but you got it expunged.
Yeah, right? I got expunged by the time I was...
But remember how hard it was to get a fucking job?
Dude, I would get hired everywhere.
Yeah.
You're hired. Then the background check would come back. Oh, yeah, we got to let you go. I'd be like,
I remember. That was like 10 jobs.
That is like a lot of good jobs, too.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
All because I wanted to steal a car stereo. A
couple car stereos. No big deal.
A couple dozen
car stereos. Jeff Wright.
One night. And honestly, that's the only time I had ever stolen anything in my life.
I know. We weren't like the thieving types.
No.
You just got in with that bad...
One night, they were like, just come with us. You need some new stuff for your car, too. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll go. I was sitting in the back seat most of the night.
Yeah.
Ruined my life, man.
Yeah, man. It happens.
For those years.
It happens when kids are impressionable and they want to be a part of a group, you know?
I didn't even want to be there. I just wanted some stuff. And then go. That was it.
We'd probably be trans if we were kids today, you and I.
Oh, for sure you would.
We'd be women.
For sure.
Well, I mean, you know, your football dreams. You would have been playing some sport, winning, dominating women.
Yeah, well, that never happened. So
fellow women.
Fellow women.
You'd be murdering some fellow women athletes. You probably would have got a free ride somewhere. It was a free ride to Woke Stanford or some shit.
Yeah. University of Woke.
University of fucking Trans Woke. I mean, we do have the rainbows on in the background to support LGBTQ.
I only support myself.
Yeah, JHH.
And Knights Elite Baseball.
Yeah. Well, shit, should we get out of here?
I guess after four. Yeah, traffic's going to be nice.
All right, everybody, thank you for listening, supporting us. And if you like what you see, keep spreading the word. If you like what you hear, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Comments in the chat and in the comments below.
Mike Stamatis, appreciate you listening to us, your whole crew.
Oh, yeah.
Last week.
Thank you, guys.
They said they were cracking up.
Fuck yeah.
He said most of them didn't speak English, but they still laughed.
They still laugh because we're two hilarious guys.
Yeah.
Eric's dying in there. I hear him choking.
And he's not sick.
And he's very sick in the head.
Wait. Where's your high voltage? Get him another one.
Get him another high voltage. All right. Check us out. We'll be back next week.
Bye.
See ya, bitches.